Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. So we need to remember that none of us are above falling into sin. To not condemn, but to be gentle. And to walk with them and to encourage them. So that was the first thing, was to support them. I had to support him. I also needed to hold him accountable. Just because I'm supporting him does not mean I'm making room for his addiction. I'm not making room for his sin. I'm not encouraging him in any way in that area. I am not participating or making it easy for him. I am not going to enable him in any way. In fact, I was looking in this book here. This is a book written by Doug Weiss, particularly to partners of sex addicts. But he talks about what enabling is. It basically, some of the different defense mechanisms that women who live with an addict can have, where they might disassociate, you know, and kind of, or they might just act like it's not really there. You know, just don't think about it. If I just get really busy, it's not there. You know, that type of thing. All those kinds of things, when you're not really calling the sin for what it is, you're enabling them because you're allowing them to go on with it instead of calling it out. And anyway, he goes on for different types, minimizing it, acting like it's not really that bad. This is another way, but there's a list here. So I needed to hold him accountable to fighting against it. But there was one thing that he found that he needed to have a man as an accountability partner, where he would meet with him on a regular basis. And I would not suggest, if your husband is struggling with this particular type of addiction, that you be their accountability partner. I don't think any wife needs to hear all that they might want to say. You know, I didn't want to know. I just wanted to know once in a while, shall I keep praying? Are you doing pretty good? Or, you know, I didn't want to hear all the details. So it's a good idea for a man to have another man. My husband met with my dad once a week because we traveled together, so they were always together. But one thing that I needed to do was to hold him accountable to the changes that God was showing him that he needed to make in his life. Often when you have an addiction, there's some things that you need to cut out of your life. Sometimes it's relationships or certain places that you would go before. With him, he had to stop. God showed him that he needed to get rid of his TV. Well, since he needed to get rid of his TV, that meant we got rid of the TV. That means the kids don't have a TV. I don't have a TV. So I had to be willing to cooperate with that because God was showing it. Because you know what? It's more important to me. It's way more worth it to have a free husband than to be able to watch my favorite show. Whatever it was. I don't have a favorite show. So I'm just saying that see how important it is to see them free and do what it takes to help them. Not that we're trying to change them or we're trying to say you need to do this and you need that, but when they've made the choice and the decision, walk with them in it. So I needed to hold him accountable, and the next thing I needed to do was to recognize that it's his problem. And for me, that came easier than for some women. I know some women, they feel like there's something wrong with them because of their husband's addiction. And I believe it was because of the way I was raised that I was confident in who I was, in who I was in God, that my parents taught me. And so when you know the truth, then you recognize the lies. And so if an addict, you know, if your husband is addicted to pornography and he tries to make, even whether he tries to make you or you naturally don't feel like you're good enough, if you know the truth, what the Word of God says, then you won't believe those lies. And Romans 12, verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.